Wednesday the 29th of October, Rosh Chodesh Lamed Tishrei, Rabbi David Shapira, the meaning of Chodesh Mal Cheshvan.
Good morning, I go to Chodesh. Our shiur today is based, what does it mean, Chodesh Mal Cheshvan? What's the meaning of this name of Chodesh Mal Cheshvan? So we know that more, there's a Yerushalmi that Shemos Chodoshim Olu Mibovel. That all those names, Tishrei, Maheshmon, Kislev, these names are actually Bnei Yisrael were in Bovel. After they came out from Bovel, they took these names. So the question is, so why are we using this name of Chodesh Maheshmon? We should have used, it says in Parshas Bo, Yachodesh Azeh Lachem, Rosh Chodoshim, that Nisan should be the head of the Chodoshim, and we should have used, therefore, instead of Maheshmon, we should have used Achodesh Hashmini. So that's this question asked the Ramban in Parshas Bo. So says the Ramban, Ein Achinami. Achodesh Azeh, that's what the Torah is talking about, that we had Geulas Mitzrayim. We came out from Mitzrayim, so therefore the Torah decided we should count according to this Seder of Chodesh Harishon Hasheni. Says the Ramban, but after we were in Bovel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us to came out from Bovel, so that's the Geulo Hashniyo, Ramban called it Geulo Hashniyo. Says the Ramban, we are using now, it's better for us to use now Geulo Hashniyo. Which Geulo Hashniyo means Geulas Bovel, rather to use Geulas Mitzrayim. Somebody had two problems, one after the other, so you should make a score for this Geulo Hashniyo. That's the Ramban. The question is, okay, so we know now that Chodesh Cheshvan is something which came from Bovel. But the question is, why are we adding Chodesh Mar Cheshvan? We should have used the normal, the name is Cheshvan. We're adding to this addition of Mar Cheshvan. So there is a normal explanation. Mar could be explained in various ways. One explanation is mar, like something which bitter, a bitterness, something bitter happened in this Chodesh, in this Chodesh Maheshmon. So there was Yerovam ben Nevat, which was the Melech Israel. He invented a new Yom Tov in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. He didn't want Bnei Yisrael to go to Oile Regel to Yerushalayim, so he decided he's going to do his own Beis Amidosh. He set up two Agolim, one in Beis El, one in Don. So that's a big Torah. So therefore, that's the idea of Mar Cheshvan. But there is another explanation, which Mar means a drop of water, means like it says in Yeshayahu, it says en goyim kulom kemar midli. Mar midli, the goyim, the nation are considered, as opposed to the ruler of Hashem, the nation are considered like a drop taken out from a big bucket of water. So that's mar. So we're adding, because Chodesh Maheshvan, as we saw, Chodesh Maheshvan is the month which the rain has to start. So therefore we're adding another extra word for Maheshvan. So according to these two explanations, the Cheshvan itself is something which is Babylonian thing, and only the adding the explanation to Mar Cheshvan. But there is another explanation which I saw in the Bnei Soscho. Bnei Soscho says he wants to explain another meaning for Chodesh Macheshvan, which based on a Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Ilchos Tfilo, says over there, "Amispale lo yashkin ad sheishe kede iluch daled amos." Somebody is davening, so after finishing Shmonesre, shouldn't go straight away to toilet. So you should wait a while. You should wait iluch daled amos. She called daled amos tfiloso shguro befil. Says the Shulchan Aruch, his tfilo is still shguro befil. Verechushe merachshin sifbosei. So he says, you shouldn't go straight from a situation of davening into another situation of going to toilet. Why? Because his lips are still rechushe merachshin, his lips are still moving, like in Chana he says, v'sotei onois. So therefore the person shouldn't go from a situation of davening and immediately to turn into another situation. So says the Bnei Soschor, therefore, that's the meaning of Marcheshvan. Marcheshvan is coming, this Chodesh is coming straight after Tishrei. And this Tishrei is a great month. It's Chodesh HaEsonim. Yeah, there's so many Yomim Tovim there. So therefore, we are still under the impression. So our lips are still moving from this old Chodesh Tishrei. So therefore, that's the meaning of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. So that's what Bnei Soschor and Lemaise, what I would like to speak today about this explanation of the Bnei Soschor. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. We know that all Lametes Meloches, there are 39 Meloches in Shabbos, and all some Lametes Meloches were learning from Meleches HaMishkon. So all the Meloches which were in the Mishkon are also forbidden to do on Shabbos. Lemaise, there is a Gemara in Bobekameh. The Gemara Bobekameh, also other places, explain that it depends what kind of melocha. Not every melocha which was in the Mishkan, some melocha should be, Moses should be choshuv. But anyway, that's the rule. So one of these lametes melocha, they are meleches boine. Meleches boine, like in the Mishkan, they used to build the Mishkan. So also on Shabbos you're not allowed to build. And also, that's Meleches Boine, and there is another Meloche, which the opposite of Meleches Boine, Meleches Soiser, to destroy. Means the same way that in Mishkan also, in Mishkan, they dismantled the Mishkan, they took it apart. Therefore, also, you shouldn't do on Shabbos, you shouldn't destroy anything. But the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yoisi, says Rav Yoisi Chidush, the Aloche of Meleches Shabbos in Soiser, says Rav Yoisi, Omar Rav Yoisi, Soiser al menat libnois bimikoimo ave Soiser, al menat libnois shelo bimikoimo lo yave Soiser. The Aloche of Soiser, if you're destroying something, so lichure you're mekalkel, because that every melocha on Shabbos has to bring some tikkun, but just to destroy something it's considered mekalkel, and therefore we know kol ha-mekalkelim potu. So explain Rav Yoisi, soiser al menat libnois bimekoimo ave soiser, means only there is a condition to soiser. Only if you are going to build with these pieces of stone or whatever that you are destroying it, if you're going to use it to build and not just to build at the same place, then is a tikkun. That's a aloche. That's Rabbi Yoisi. Rabbi Yoisi, the Tana Rabbi Yoisi says, "Soiser al menas livnois bimekoimo ave soiser, al menas livnois sheloi bimekoimo, even al menas livnois. It's not enough al menas livnois. es tu bi an nas livno iz bim koimo as de gemore question omale rabbe rabbe ask question mich de kol meloch iz bam mishkon yalfinan ve osam so isra an nas livno shlo bi koimo rabbe ask question since all the melochis mi mishkon we learning from the mishkon in mishkon they used to just dismantle the mishkon take apart the mishkon they used to do it in one place in order to do it in a different place they used to go in the mishkon they used to be in one place and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them listen you have to do it and then they rebuild it in a different place so says the Gemara so how come you can say Rabbi Yossi that is so Yisrael Minas must be so Yisrael Minas Limos Bim Koimo Lichua in the Mishkon there was so Yisrael Minas Livnoi Sheloi Bim Koimo that's the Gemara's question answer the Gemara Omale Shaini Osom Dekziv Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Ke So Yisrael Minas Livnoi Bim Koimo says the Gemara En Achinami I'm still with the Aloche of must be so Yisrael Minas Livnoi Bim Koimo So why do I say? So why lichura in Mishkon? So in Mishkon lichura, the example is lichura that says al naslim no shloim b'mkoimo. Answer the Gemara that in the Mishkon was al pi Hashem. So what does it mean? What makes it better al pi Hashem? So Rabbeinu Hananel explained. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, v'itochen shiyoyim aleim shubu chanu b'mokoim shesatartem. Means Rabbeinu Hananel says a very simple thing. Since in the Mishkon is al pi Hashem Yachnu, could be Bnei Yisrael after they did everything already they're ready to go. Hashem could have told them, listen, you should rebuild it to the same place. And if it is the same place, therefore so Yisrael al minas livno is b'mikoimo. That's the Gemara. So that's the post pshat of Rabbeinu Hananel. But the Rosh Hashivas is another pshat we used to say in the Rosh in the Yeshivas. The pshat Rab Naftoli brings it in a place. Rab Chaim Shmulevitz brings it. It's another pshat. What does the Gemara means to answer al pi Hashem Shaini? So let's imagine they're saying. Let's imagine there is a child. There's a mother is holding a child in her arm. Okay, so if we will start to investigate where are they, we will ask where is the mother which holding her child. Depends, the mother if she's going to the kitchen, she's in the kitchen, she's going outside to do some shopping, she's outside, she's in various places, in this room, in that room. But if we will ask where is the child, we will get just one answer. The child is in his mother's arm, and it doesn't matter whether the mother is going there or is going outside or is staying at home. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means to say. Al pi Hashem Shaini, since Bnei Yisrael were in such a situation that they were in such a bitochen that they were like children in their mother's arm, in the Shechino, they were the Anonim. Therefore, so it's not al menas livno shloim b'mkoimo. They are in the same place. Doesn't matter if they're building it over here or they're building it in a different place. Everything is the same. That's what the Gemara meant to say, al pi Hashem Shaini. Therefore, it's so yisrael menas livno b'mkoimo. So that's lichura. That's lichura what we wanted to say. That's what the Bnei Soschor said that in Chodesh Mar Cheshbon means that Merachshon Sifbosei that we still under the impression doesn't mean just by inertion. Okay, we had something. It means that we acquire on Chodesh Tishrei we acquire such a greatness. That this greatness are going to be with us also in Chodesh Mar Cheshbon. And that's what this last idea, what I just said, is mentioned in Sfas Emes. In Sfas Emes, in in Parshas Zois HaBrocho, he talks about Sukkah. He explains what does it mean, Sukkah. So he says Sukkah is like, okay, we were in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but in Sukkah we wanted, he said, says the Sfasenes HaKodesh, wants to emphasize that we are like a little child in his mother's arm, and we are now in a fully bitochum, and that's the way that how we going, even though now after Sukkot we still in this madrega, and explain also, it goes to explain also, that's the idea of Shmini Atzeres, even without the physical Sukkot. Anyway, that's the Sfasemes. I would like to add the Sfasemes is Leshitosoi. The Sfasemes is Leshitosoi. Explanation what the Sfasemes gives for this idea of a child and this and a person. I would like to say that I found another Sfasemes which I believe is Leshitosoi. There is another subject, the Rishonim, there is a Gemara which explains, we're talking about Yom Tov Shechal B'Moitze Shabbos. Yom Tov, there is a Aloche, Yom Tov which falls in Moitze Shabbos, so you got a little bit, you got a problem, so from one end you have to say Kiddush, and from the other end you have to say Abdoleh. So what are you doing over there? There is a story, the famous Gemara in Psochim, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, is all machlekes, like 7-8 sheetahs of Amoraim, which everyone explain a different seder, a different order of what are you doing in this situation of Yom Tov Shechal Yod Moed Shabbos. Gemara says, Rav Omar Yakno, Shmuel Omar Yanak, all stories. With all the Gemara, blight Le'alocha, the Gemara stays Le'alocha that you have to say Yakne'az. That's the Seder. What's Yakne'az? Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Avdole, and Zman. Okay, but the question is, question which arises by all the Rishonim, Ikar Choser Me'aseifer. Okay, what about, where are the Besomim missing over here? So we had everything, we had wine, we had Kiddush, we had Shechiyonu, Altsi Beseder, where is the Besomim? So the first which asked this question is the Rashbam. Rashbam, says the Rashbam, let's say, why none of these Amoraim is mentioned the idea of Besomim, says the Rashbam, because the Besomim, ולמה שנוסעים Amoraim סימן לבסומים, לפי שהם מבורכים על הבסומים ביום טוב, שהרי גם ביום טוב יש לנו נשום היסירו. Says the Rashbam, since Yom Tov we've got also Neshoma Yisairo. So the idea of Besomim, is that a person has got Neshoma Yisairo, additional soul, and this Neshoma Yisairo is leaving the person in Moitze Shabbos. So on the normal Moitze Shabbos, we have to say Besomim, a little bit to bring back, to counsel ourselves. So the question is, what about Yom Tov which falls in Moshe Shabbos? Says the Rashbam, there's no need for Besomim. Why? Because also in Yom Tov there is Neshoma Yisairo. So what are we going to say? Besomim? There's no need for Besomim. So that's the Rashbam Shita. Tesis strongly disagree. Says Tesis, listen, if you're saying that in Yom Tov, you say in Yom Tov you got Neshoma Yisairo, so there is another aloche, famous aloche, in Moitzi Yom Tov you don't need to say Besomim, for sure you don't need to say Besomim. The question is why? According to Rashbam we got Neshoma Yisairo in Yom Tov, before it should have been that in Moitzi Yom Tov we should have said Shechiyon, we should have said Besomim. So therefore Tosu says, no, Tosfos says I disagree with the Rashbam. I'm saying there's no Neshama Yisera. So there's no Neshama Yisera, so therefore we understand very well why in Moitz Yom Tov there's no Besomi. But why in Yom Tov it falls in Moitz Shabbos, we should have said Besomi. Because in Yom Tov Moitz Shabbos, Yom Tov is coming up without a Neshama Yisera, according to Rashbam. According to Tesis, says Tesis, לכך נראה זה ביום טוב לייקה נשומן סיירו ואוכו אין מזכיר בסומים משום זה שמחס יום טוב ואכילה ושתיה מויל כמוי בסום. This is a very interesting answer. It says, since there is a aloche ושמחתו בחגכו, there is aloche, you have to eat and you have to drink both of the yin, all those things. So that's enough, says Tesis, this is a good substitute to Besomi. So therefore you don't need Besomi. So the question is which arrives. That's Tesis' answer. So he called himself Got Lemaise, that he got the Machlokes Tesis with Rashbam, whether in Yom Tov we got Neshama Yisera. And according to Tesis, we just said there is no Neshama Yisera. And just, you don't need to say in Yom Tov Yitzchol in Mot Shabbos, why don't you say Besomim? Because there is a Simchas Yom Tov instead of. But the question which Achoinim are asking, so, okay, so if there is Achile and Shti and Simchas Yom Tov, so let's do Besomim for this thing. So according to Tesis, that the Achile v'Shtiyeh it's enough instead of the Somim, brings the person the right thing instead of the Somim. So why do we in Moitze Yom Tov don't we say the Somim? That's the question. And the Maise there is the answer of the Ram. There is the answer. The Ram answered that En Achinami says the Ram in Yom Tov could be the Izne Shoma Yisrael, but he says the Ram, interesting answer, he says that the idea of having Besomim has to be only if you are going from one extreme to another extreme, let's say from Shabbos to Yom Chol. So from Shabbos you're not allowed to do anything. Not allowed neither Meleches Avoido, neither Meleches Oichel Nefesh, nor Meleches Nefesh Nefesh. All of a sudden, Yom Chol, you're allowed to do everything. Says the Ram, in such extreme, you have to have Besomi. But, says the Ram, in Yom Tov, in Shabbos, since in Yom Tov it's like in Yom Tov you're allowed to have, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to do some melochus for Oichel Nefesh. So therefore, it's not such a contrast for Shabbos. And therefore, if Yom Tov falls in Motzei Shabbos, you don't need to say Besomim. And the same way, also Yom Tov to Yom Chol. Yom Tov to Yom Chol, Yom Tov is considered like a middle of average. So in Yom Tov, when comes Chol, you don't need to say Besomim. Why? Because Yom Tov has got only a little bit of this quality which calls you to get Besomim. Therefore, you don't need the Yom Chol. That's the Ran answer. But I found a Sfasemes to it. Sfasemes is giving a different answer. Says the Sfasemes, there is another answer, says Sfasemes, En Achinami. I fully agree with the Rashbam that there is a Neshama Yisera also in Yom Tov. So the question is, according to Rashbam, why don't we say, in Moitzi Yom Tov, why don't we say Besomim, if we got Neshama Yisera in Yom Tov? Says the Sfasemes, there are two kinds of Neshama Yisrael. There is a Gemore. The Gemore says there is a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, says the Gemore, is Kviya V'Kaima. Sabbath comes automatically, whether Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh or not Mekadesh, doesn't matter. The Shabbos Kvi Vekayme, after 6 days, you're counting the seventh day is Shabbos. As opposed to Yom Tev, says the Gemore, Gemore in Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Tev is depend with the Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din. It says the Gemore, Atem, Afilu Mutim, Atem, Afilu Shegim, everything is the Yom Tev, is not Kvi Vekayme. Eile Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikriu Oysom. Says the Torah that Yom Tov has to be with your effort, what you are doing. Says the Sfasemes, if so, there are two kinds of Neshomei Seu. There is one kind of Neshomei Seu which comes on Shabbos. This Neshomei Seu, En Achinami. This Neshomei Seu leaves us and we need Besomim, therefore. That's something which comes, easily also goes easily. But as opposed to Yom Tov, Yom Tov says the Sfasemes, we were working for Yom Tov. We were doing something for Yom Tov. Therefore, the Neshoma Yisrael which comes, En Achinami, there is a Neshoma Yisrael in Yom Tov. So we ask if there is a Neshoma Yisrael, so why don't we say on Moitzi Yom Tov that the answer is the Teretz is En Achinami, Neshoma Yisrael is staying with us. If we're staying with us, we don't need to say Besomi. So according to Sfasemes, we learned now a very important idea that Neshoma Yeseo of Yom Tev is something which we acquire and it goes with us. And that's, I believe, that's the Sfasemes Leshitosoi. That's the Sfasemes what we learned. If somebody acquired this Madrege of those Yomim Toivim, which we just had in Chodesh Tishrei, so he continued with them along. So that's Lichura also, they are the second Sfasemes. That's what Sfasemes is saying, that Besomim, we have to say, only we have to say on Shabbos. Because Shabbos and Achinami, Shabbos comes as a matone, therefore we have to say. As opposed to other Neshom Yisrael of Yomim Toimim, which stays with us. So let's explain now the Mar Cheshvon. Let's again explain the Mar Cheshvon, that we are still, our lips are still moving from this impression of this Chodesh Tishrei. Another last thing I would like to say is a Gemore in Arve Psochim. Just to finish about, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, interesting, says Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha minoich le'oilom abo. Says Rabbi Yochanan, there are three people which in consider they are going to inherit oilom abo. Eluem Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, המגדל בונוב לתלמותוירו והמבדיל על היין במויצוי שבוסויס מהי דמשייר מקידוש של להבדלתה. So the Gemara brings over here three cases which a person is deserving or lomabes through this thing. Adar בארץ ישראל. So the first case is the obvious case. Adar Be'eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, Shkulo Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael Keneged Kol HaMitzvos Kulo. So a person lives in Eretz Yisrael like the Pnei Yeshua says, just to walk in Eretz, the Gemara says, Niksubes HaMa'alech Dalet Damos Be'eretz Yisrael, Harei Ben Olam Bo, says the Pnei Yeshua, how come? Ben Olam Bo, Dalet Damos, says the Yeshua, if it's God, in Ksubes, end of Ksubes, says the Yeshua, if it's God, the feeling is going in Paltarim Shel Melech, so then it's Ben Olam Bo. That's the first thing. So that's we understand. Am gadil bonov le talmutoyro. That's another very important goal. Chinuch. That's Avraham Avinu was considered the first mechanech. Vayorek es chanichov. Avraham Avinu was educating his chanichim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Ki yodativ leman asher yetzav ve'ezbon olacho. Why do I trust? Why do I love Avon? Because ki yodativ leman asher yetzav ve'ezbon olacho. Achov means not just when they are next to him, also when they are not with him. That's the idea of chinuch and achinam. So begadel bonov leTalmud Torah, also we understand the importance of noichalim ben olam babo. But there is a third thing, amavdil alayayim b'motzei shabbosos mai, says the Gemara, that he leaves some wine from Kiddush to Avdolet. So ask the Ksav Sofer, so what's the connection of these first two were important things, therefore Neuchal Eulam Abo. The third thing is just a prat in Ilchus Kiddush. Okay, so he's leaving this little bit from Kiddush to Avdolet, but therefore he's considered Minoichal Eulam Abo. Says this, the Ksav Sofer, the Gemara meant to say a different idea. Gemara says if somebody is in a situation of doing Kiddush, in such a spiritual situation, uplifting status, in a geistige Oifen, that's what he's saying, and he is doing Kiddush, so, okay, now you're fine, but you are going to be in Moitzei Shabbos, which everything is gone, so what will be then? So says the Gemara, if you are Meshayer, if you're leaving some of this big spirit for Moitzei Shabbos, areyu minoicha le'olam abo. So that's our mission today. We just got with so many good things, we should keep them and we should continue them. Thank you very much.